Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Sean.
Yes.
How many people are not satisfied?
Tons of people.
Tons. Literally tons. You
know. Tons of people.
Yeah.
Because everyone's kind of, it seems like they just want the next thing. I've never met a person that says, you know, I'm always happy at this level. They always think about going up. They never see the level below them.
Because they were looking for satisfaction. And when they got to that level, they got the, they didn't have it because it wasn't the thing that satisfied.
Yeah.
So you give that person a diamond ring, they're already looking for the next biggest diamond ring.
And we're meant to be satisfied. We really are, but only God can fill that void.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you're not going to find anything, any person. It's only going to be found in God.
Well, the secret, really, truly, is Jesus told us the secret is actually loving other people as you would yourself. It's something empowering when you get your mind. I know this is difficult for some people, but think about this: you've been thinking about yourself all along, and the more you think about yourself, it's like a black hole. It just keeps going. I remember this particular commercial years ago, where this lady struggled with her weight. So she came home, and it was funny, she put her back against the wall when she came into her house because there was a mirror, and then she would hit the floor and roll where the mirror is, roll down and pop back up again, not wanting to see herself in the mirror. And so many people are so looking at themselves intently in the mirror, constantly looking at how does my hair look, how does my weight look, how does my job look, and they're just not thinking about other people's hair, other people's life, other people's life. Guess what? Mr. Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood tells us the secret to being fulfilled in life. Check it out.
Have you ever known anybody who was really satisfied or happy who had never made a difference in somebody else's life?
No.
And what did he say? You have Charlie Rose saying, a man who's interviewed everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, no. And the truth is, this is exactly what the Lord talks about, what the scripture talks about in Proverbs 11:25. He says, whoever brings blessing will be enriched. So when you bless other people, you're going to feel good about it, unless you're expecting something back. I mean, just the fact of doing it, right? It's not manipulation. And the one who waters will himself be watered. That's so important when you think about that, because some people are dry in their soul. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just dry and parched. I mean, everything's fine on the outside, but they're dry. But they're thinking about themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can I help someone else? And one thing, you know, we always talk about with the VFNKB love boxes, that you could begin to just send love to someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult because you have a lot of people, but when they're so blessed, it's hard to love on them because they're never satisfied what's going on. But there's a people, I mean, if you're in America.
There is a people, right?
Yeah, America's only 4.5% of the world's population. There's 7 billion people on the face of the earth.
That would be grateful to receive anything.
This is so exciting when you're seeing, you know, how important it is to be able to be a giver and a receiver, how to find satisfaction in your life, how to abide. And this guy, the Mr. Rogers, impacted so many people in the world. I mean, think about it. Every mountain he impacted, you know, no matter what mountain that was of culture, it wasn't just the media mountain. It wasn't just the children mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the business mountain. I mean, so many people have been impacted because he cared about everybody. You think about that.
It's the truth. One person can truly make a difference. I remember so many days as a young, you know, boy watching him.
Yeah.
It was so encouraging.
It was.
And to know that it's still bearing fruit and to know the story behind the story.
Right.
Who knew that he was a minister? You know, so I often think that people mistake people's kindness for something else. It's like, no, this man met with God.
To last that long and to be that consistent is a man that walks with God.
Yeah.
It's a man that walks with God. I mean, even Charlie Rose was being touched. As a matter of, we're going to make this whole interview available to you, but also many other interviews. You can find it at vfnkb.com on the torch. So you can just begin to soak in this. I encourage you to go see this documentary and remember that it's out of abiding relationship with Jesus Christ that he's able to do what he has done. And it's just powerful. Think about this. You can do the same thing in your workplace. I don't care if you're a teacher or you're a business person or whether you're a mother or a father or whether you, you know, work in the car industry or you work in the clothing industry, wherever you're at.
That's right.
A singer, you know, whether you're an actor, I mean, whatever it is, you can be that person if you abide with the Lord and allow him to lead you and move in love and think about what's behind what you're seeing because that person's spirit is crying or blessed. You can bless. I want to be able to pray with you right now. This is so important. We'd love to hear from you. You know, comment below. What are your thoughts on Mr. Rogers and what you've learned today? Comment in the comment area below or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We'd love to hear from you. I want to pray with you right now. I'm just going to believe that God's going to impart into you the same thing that he imparted into Mr. Rogers, where you're going to have that heart to be peaceful every day, to spend time with God and abide with him. Don't forget to go to iabide.org and get that plan. I'll pray for you right now. Father God, I just bless our audience right now. I bless this lady right now that's looking right now. I just bless her, God. I speak encouragement over her. Encouragement over this man that's looking right now, this young man. I bless you. I speak vision and future over you. I pray your heart would be softened and that God would hear the cry of your heart and respond in the way that you need to heal you on the inside so you no longer have to worry about the outside. And God, we ask you right now, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.